It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis here in the studio with me. And now your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Before we get to the challenge contestants and categories and questions today, I just want to mention one thing. We don't do politics on this show, and the John Deal story seems to be over, at least for now, because he resigned as Speaker of the House in Missouri and is, in fact, leaving the state legislature. He's resigned that seat as well. And after he did that, the 18- or 19-year-old woman who he was having this sexual texting, sexting thing back and forth with, she came forward and announced her name. And it doesn't really matter to me what her name is or who she is, but her picture and then ended up online once her name became known. And there are these internet trolls who are attacking her for the way she looks. And I'm here to tell you, she looks fine. She's an attractive young woman. But even if she didn't, what kind of a lowlife are you that you sit at home in front of your computer or on your phone or your tablet, and all you can think is, I'm going to go after her because I could do it in privacy and anonymously, and I can say whatever I want on the internet. You got to remember that part of the problem is here, that these are people here. And I don't know this young woman. I have nothing to do with her. I've never met her. I didn't know her name until yesterday. I don't care what her name is today. It's just that internet troll culture that just drives me absolutely crazy. Perhaps you should take a look in your mirror instead of your monitor every once in a while and start writing comments about your own looks. All right, let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Paul. Long-time listener. Love your show. Been a long-time listener for years. Back at the old station in the KTRS booth.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like this week, led by our number one category always, have you been paying attention? Then category two is, so long, Mad Men, with the series ending this Sunday night. And category three, Amazing Races.
Oh, let's do Amazing Races.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to give you 60 seconds on the clock and five questions to answer, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-pointers. That's a maximum total of 15 points, but you just have to get past the halfway point to earn a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
You are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have movie passes. Free movie passes to see maybe the Avengers, Hot Pursuit, or the new one, Mad Max, coming out.
Yeah, opened up today.
Yeah.
Colin gave it an 8.5 earlier on the show.
He did. He loved it.
Yeah, he loved it a lot.
And if you get the clean sweep,
if you get all 15 points,
that's right, you win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park, 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a new bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sundays. Check jimmyscafe.com. Flash fried spinach.
Oh, you can't. You have to have the flash fried spinach and the crack sticks on the table there as well. All right, Pat, you've chosen the category Amazing Races. Tonight will be the season finale. I think it's the 30th season. Is that possible of the Amazing Race?
Two-year? Yeah, no, it could be.
Yeah. And this category is not about that at all.
Thank God.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Amazing Races. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which American swimmer is the most decorated Olympian of all time?
Oh, gosh, it's got to be Phelps.
No, correct, Michael Phelps. Okay. Which Jamaican holds the world record in the 100-meter dash?
That'd be Usain Bolt.
Correct. Which horse completed the Triple Crown in 1973 by winning the Belmont Stakes in legendary fashion, beating the second-place horse by 31 lengths?
Secretariat.
Correct. Which American holds the women's records in the 100-meter and 200-meters?
Oh, gosh, I'll pass.
Who has won the most track and field medals for the American team, including 9 gold and 1 silver, which he got in the years 1984 through 1996?
Is that Carl Lewis?
That is correct. Which American runner holds the women's records in the 100 meter and 200 meters?
Let's go Flo Jo.
Florence Griffith Joyner, we have our first clean sweep of the month, Pat. Nice. Congratulations. Nicely done. You're going to dinner at Jimmy's on the Park. By the way, Michael Phelps, 18 gold, 2 silver, 2 bronze. Usain Bolt did the 100 meters in 9.58 seconds.
I could have done that.
You can't even read that sentence in 9.58 seconds. Pat, a clean sweep. Congratulations. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prize.
Thank you, Paul.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much for listening through the years. Here's contestant number 2. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Go Cardinals.
Okay. Have you been paying attention is category number 1. Category 2 is So Long, Mad Men. Or category 3, American Idol.
How about have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, John. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who painted a piece called Women of Algiers, which sold this week for $179.4 million? Picasso, Rembrandt, or Van Gogh?
Picasso.
Correct. Which Florida man got no jail time for killing Trayvon Martin, but was injured when his truck was shot at this week?
George Zimmerman.
Correct. Which NFL team was fined $1 million this week and lost draft picks and its quarterback for the first 4 games of next season?
Patriots.
Correct. What online company, which has been around since the 1990s, did Verizon buy this week?
AOL.
Correct. Fox is not renewing Harry Shearer's contract as a voice on The Simpsons. Which character is he not the voice of? Police Chief Wiggum, Montgomery Burns, or Ned Flanders?
Police Chief Wiggum.
We've got 2 clean sweeps. Woo! In the same day. Nicely done, John. That's absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. By the way, about that AOL thing, Verizon buying them for $4.4 million. You know that there are still people who have AOL dial-up accounts?
I know. It's
there's 2.16 million people who still use the AOL software with a through their modem to make the connection. AOL made $606 million on those subscriptions last year. Now, if you have internet access in your house, DSL or cable, then you can connect to anything on the internet for free, including AOL.com. And, you know, I see people who still have AOL.com email addresses, and I think, oh, that must be an old person. But I actually know quite a few people who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who had that address and kept it. They don't have the dial-up subscription. But, you know, it's kind of like people who still have a Yahoo.com address.
Well, and for the longest time, because I heard it from people that said this, they were still paying for AOL because they thought they had to keep their AOL email address.
You do not. You do not have to pay anything for AOL, just like you don't have to pay for Hotmail or Gmail or Yahoo Mail or any of those things. 2.16 million people, $600 million in their coffers because of that. All right, let's go for contestant number 3. And maybe it's an all clean sweep week. We'll see. Chris?
Did John just get the clean sweep?
Yes, he did.
Good grief.
John, you're on the Harris Challenge. Hello. Chris, you're on the Harris Challenge.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity, the unique chance for you to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I just said I'd like to listen to you on Fridays while Frank's on assignment.
Thank you. We have So Long, Mad Men, American Idol, or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
Oh, no pressure here. Let's go. What's the second one?
American Idol.
Let's try that.
All right. Next season is going to be the last season of American Idol. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who won the first season of American Idol?
Oh, man, not Justin. Pass.
In the second season, Clay Aiken finished second. Who finished first?
Couldn't tell you.
For 1 point each, who were the original 3 judges on American Idol?
Simon Cowell. Oh, yeah, no, don't know.
Which of these was not a guest judge on American Idol? Gene Simmons, Sharday, Quentin Tarantino.
Sharday.
Correct. Who was the original co-host of American Idol with Ryan Seacrest?
Dinkledum? Brian Dinkledum?
I'm going to give it to you. It's Brian Dunkelman. That's close enough. He can't even remember it. All right, back to the one-pointer. Who won the show's first season?
Kelly Clarkson.
Correct. Second season, Clay Aiken finished second. Who finished first?
Ruben Sutter.
Correct. The other two judges?
Oh, man. Ah.
And you knew it, too, didn't you?
No.
You knew Simon Cowell. How about if I said Flaky Lady?
No.
Paula Abdul. And what if I said Pitchy Dog?
Oh, the guy used to play for Journey.
Yeah, Randy Jackson.
Yeah, no.
But
I'm
Chris,
I knew what I knew.
Chris, you got 13 points. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Hang on. That's three winners in a row. That puts some pressure on our next contestant. Hi, Dana.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, nothing much. Just wishing all the graduates out there congratulations.
Absolutely. Which category would you like of the two that are left? So Long, Mad Men, or... No, really, have you been paying attention?
So Long, Mad Men.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Dana, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what war was Dick Whitman serving when he decided to switch identities with his dead commanding officer, Don Draper?
Korea.
Correct. Which of these was not a character on Mad Men? Joan Harris, Bert Cooper, Pete Conrad.
Pete Conrad.
Correct. What's the name of the copywriter who started as Don Draper's secretary and eventually became a top copywriter?
Peggy.
Correct. As the series comes to an end, Don's ex-wife discovers that she has lung cancer. What is her name?
Betty Draper.
Correct. Which character's name came first in the name of the advertising agency Don and his partners formed?
Sterling.
Roger Sterling of Sterling Cooper Draper Price is correct. We've got another clean sweep.
Wow.
Dana, congratulations. By the way, Pete Conrad was an astronaut. Pete Campbell was on Mad Men. And, 15 points. You got them all, Dana. Nicely done.
Great. Thanks.
Are you looking forward to the season finale on Sunday?
Yeah, can't wait.
Me too. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get all those prizes. And we'll bring in our final contestant, and that is you, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Today I'm feeling really, really good. I've picked up my sweetheart, and we're going to dinner.
Nicely done. All right, Kevin, which category would you like? We have no really, have you been paying attention, or no really, have you been paying attention?
I think it's going to be no really, have you been paying attention.
I think that's a good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to an announcement this week, in what city will Barack Obama's presidential library be built?
Chicago.
Correct. In what city did a deadly Amtrak crash kill at least seven people this week?
Philadelphia.
That's correct. In what state will tomorrow's Preakness Stakes be run?
Belmont.
Correct. No, Maryland is the answer. The Preakness is run in Maryland. Which New York Giants receiver, famous for a one-handed catch, will be on the cover of the Madden NFL 16 video game?
Amari Toomer.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh.
Here's the five-pointer. You need this for the win. Which ABC anchor, who worked in the Bill Clinton administration, did not reveal that he's given $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation?
Stephanopoulos.
George Stephanopoulos is right. That gives you the one, the two, and the five. 8 points, Kevin. Congratulations. You're a winner as well.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We have not had a five-winner, punishment-free week in a while.
Three clean sweeps.
Three clean sweeps. This might be a record week for the Harris Challenge.
Been Dan busy over there.
Yeah. And while you're on it,
Dan, he loves those days when everybody was.
Call Corny. He's got to get in touch with Jimmy and get us some more gift certificates for dinner.
He definitely does.
Well, congratulations to everybody who won today, and thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. You'll get a chance to play next week exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.